What do you think about Muslims?
There were six Muslim men in that changing room, and I had them full white gowns on head to toe. You already know what I'm talking about.
Assalamu alaikum, UFC fighter Bruce Mitchell.
What do you think about Muslims?
I love them to death. And they believe in a God. They know that there's a God. They have a way of life. They have a book.
Says he was almost attacked by six Muslims in Abu Dhabi.
There were six Muslim men.
According to Bruce Mitchell, he was completely undressed and about to fight six Muslims.
To the point where I thought that they might actually start a fight with me.
Now, before we dive into this dramatic claim, let's highlight something very important.
And brought them towers down. I know it. Our government, white people, white rich politicians, not brown people with box cutters.
Bruce Mitchell, if you didn't know, is a part of a growing number of Americans who don't believe Muslims or Islam were behind 911.
I'm telling you, it was a very orchestrated attack from the inside. It had nothing to do with Muslims.
And this is becoming more and more common, so we commend him for that.
Now, I told my mom. She didn't believe me at first. It took her about 10 years to actually believe me. Now my mom knows. You know, a lot of my family knows. My wife knows. My friends know. Everybody.
After doing his own research, he came to that conclusion.
What caused that?
I deduced that 9/11 was an inside job.
How? How did that happen?
Based upon evidence.
That's a huge step towards the truth. He's using his mind, doing research. And respect to him for that.
I know, based on my own research, that 19 guys with box cutters did not do that.
Now, this recent story with him in Abu Dhabi with the six Muslims took me back when he was also asked what he thought about Muslims. And he said,
what do you think about Muslims?
I love them to death, and they're the closest things to Christians we got.
They're the closest thing to Christians we've got. That's true. Let's break that down real quick. If you didn't know, Muslims, and Muslim simply means one who has submitted his or her will to the will of the creator of the heavens and the earth, a submitter to God. Muslims love Jesus. We believe he was the Messiah, Christ. We believe in his mother Mary, that she was a chaste, pure woman. There's an entire chapter named after her in the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran. We believe Jesus was born of a virgin, the Immaculate Conception. He performed miracles. We believe in this because of the Quran, the verbatim word of God. We believe in this. And that Jesus called people to worship God Almighty alone, not himself. He never claimed that he was God. Worship me. No, he called people to worship the God, the creator of the heavens and earth, that he worshiped. We don't believe that he's God or the literal son of God. Metaphorically, all right, but literally that God had a son. What do you actually mean by that? Or that he was part of some kind of trinity. We believe, like the Bible itself says, that he was a servant, a prophet of God, and that he preached pure, absolute monotheism. And unlike some groups, we don't believe that Jesus is burning in the hellfire. We revere him with the utmost respect, more than Christians may even realize. We believe if you deny Jesus, you'll end up in the hellfire. Pay attention very closely, Bruce. Christ, which means the Messiah, who's Jesus, will return. We believe in his second coming. And now he'll be the Khalifa, the king on earth when he returns. We have no problem saying Christ will be king. We have so much in common, and we're not the enemy. So when Bruce says Muslims are the closest thing to Christians, he's not wrong. We're worshiping the same God that Jesus called upon and worshiped. In Aramaic, the language that Jesus spoke, he called on the creator, Allah. In Arabic, this is a sister language to Aramaic. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the creator of the heavens and earth. Now, Bruce also, in the past, I don't know if he changed his position, he went on to insult the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him.
The life of Muhammad speaks for itself. When you talk about a man who, in factual statement right here, Muhammad was a pedophile by today's standards.
This was entirely normal and acceptable for 7th century Arabia and many other societies throughout history, including Christian ones. Marriageable age was determined by biological maturity and societal norms, not by modern standards. Here are past examples from Christian history that prove this was not unique to Islam. 1. King Richard II of England married Isabella of France when she was 6 years old in 1396. 2. Hugh Capet's son, Robert II, the pious, married Rolla of Italy when she was about 8 years old. 3. Saint Agnes of Rome, a venerated Christian saint, was betrothed at around 12 years old before her martyrdom. Across Europe in the Middle Ages, child marriages were common. This wasn't exploitation. It reflected the realities of their world. The fixation on Prophet Muhammad's marriage ignores the global historical context. Judging ancient practices by today's norms is intellectually dishonest as societies evolve.
Just repeating the same old talking points from the massive hate industry pushing the hate and misinformation about Islam. It's a billion-dollar Islamophobia machine. He's absorbed much of it. But Bruce, if you're watching, just like you've researched 911 and broke through the many lies, layers of deception and propaganda, do the same thing with Islam. Pray to God alone. Go to the one that Jesus prayed to, like in the Lord's Prayer. Not a man, not a trinity, not an idol. Say, God, the one who created me, the creator, guide me to the truth. You've got nothing to lose.
This search for truth.
Now, let's get to the story and talk about what happened with the UFC fighter Bruce Mitchell in Abu Dhabi.
What happened is, after training, I was at a gym. I took a shower, and I go from the shower to the changing room, which is right next to the shower.
He recently shared a story about nearly getting into a fight, an altercation at a gym, because he went into nudity mode.
And I go out of the shower butt naked into the changing room to change into my clothes.
Took off his clothes totally nude in a locker room, despite being in a Muslim country where the signs clearly say no nudity. And let me read you something from a local resident. He's actually a revert to Islam who's living in Abu Dhabi. He tweeted this response. This is actually from Julian. I actually interviewed him some time ago. Has an incredible story on how he came to Islam. I think Bruce would benefit from watching this. He said, "No one touched you or threatened you. You were ignorant about the norms here. You failed to notice the sign saying no nudity shown in every changing room in the UAE. Plus, cultural norms notwithstanding, who wants to see men walking around butt naked when they go to a gym anyway? Bruce, did you see the sign? I mean, you can easily put a towel around your waist and you can take off your boxers. Nobody has to see your..."
Apparently, me being naked greatly offended them, to the point where I thought that they might actually start a fight with me.
So the question is, why couldn't he just respect the country that hosted him, most likely with the best hospitality? It's like being invited into someone's house. They say, "Please take off your shoes," and instead you walk in with your muddy boots. Then get upset when they ask you to follow their rules. That's not just rude, it's arrogant. Now, Bruce himself said,
"This story is not for entertainment purposes only. This is an educational story for all of y'all who ain't been to Abu Dhabi.
We should treat this as an educational moment." He wanted to educate us by making this video, and I agree. This is a chance for us to educate him, some dawah to teach. And as Muslims, we have to be patient and take these opportunities to teach the people, as I'm about to do right now with Bruce.
They started walking at me. They started yelling at me. And I could tell that they were mad because I was naked. Because they wasn't mad when I walked in. They was only mad when I got out of the shower. And I was like, okay, well, they must be mad that I'm naked.
You see, Mr. Bruce, in Islam, everything is laid out. We got a blueprint for success in this life and the hereafter. Every detail, from the small to the big, even in this case, everything is laid out.
And I didn't know this until it was too late. So I got these six dudes about to fight me, six on one, okay? And I'm trying to tell them, hey, I'm sorry. You know, they got all their white gowns on, and I start thinking, well, my Lord, I think all of my years of gi training are about to pay off, because I'm about to be grabbing these dudes by their gowns and just fighting, brother.
Cause we see, Bruce, we have the aura. This is the part of the man's body that needs to be covered in front of other men. A man's private part from the navel to the knee must never be exposed in front of others. Yes, even in a locker room, even amongst men. And you can easily put on a towel, you can undress, and you can take your boxers off, and you can put them on under the towel. It's very easy. Been doing it for years, for a long time. You don't actually have to show your private area down there. The teachings of Islam make this very, very clear. The only exception are with your spouse, or in case of a medical emergency. This is not about the culture. This is about moral decency, to protect dignity, to prevent temptation, and to promote purity. Don't be deceived about this, Bruce. You're a proud Christian, as we know, and the Bible also teaches modesty. If you look at Genesis 3, for example, when Adam and Eve realized they were naked, they covered themselves out of shame and awareness of sin. In Corinthians 1, you have believers are told to guard their bodies. That means not exposing yourself in front of others, especially when it could lead to lust, pride, or shame. Public nudity isn't spiritual freedom. It's spiritual carelessness. Now, when we break this locker room nudity down, Bruce, even amongst men, this can desensitize people to immodesty, and even in some cases, it leads to even worse. You know, just look at, if you look at the history of public school nudity in America, was started as normal hygiene, trying to get rid of the moral shyness that God put in all of us, ended up just be creating more and more scandals, abuse, and misconduct. How many stories do we hear of young boys being assaulted, sexually assaulted in these very settings?
A Penn State football coach testified he witnessed Sandusky molesting a boy in a university locker room.
Cases like Penn State's Jerry Sandusky.
Sandusky was convicted on 45 of 48 counts.
Just shows how these predators leverage locker room access and nudity to groom and abuse young males over the years. And research shows that coaches and gym teachers, often in unsupervised or semi-private areas like naked locker rooms, account for a significant share of educator abuse cases. Now, Islam gives the blueprint how to protect ourselves and our children. Parents, never leave your kids undressed, nude in a locker room. Men who are Muslim know better than that, because Islam lays it out. Never show your private area to anyone unless it's your spouse or you're in a medical emergency. This is for kids and adults. And that's the beauty of Islam. I'm sure you can respect that now that it's being broken down to you, Bruce. This is not just about social norms. It's about protecting yourself morally. If you want to be right with God, guard your private parts. No one should be looking at it. And protect it. Protect it from all illicit sexual relations outside of what we call nikah. Look that word up, nikah. The way that's done right with God in marriage. Now, let me ask you guys, should Bruce respect those rules of the country that's hosting him? And what kind of example is he setting by not? Did he see the sign? More importantly, you should fear God first and foremost, because modesty isn't weakness, Bruce. It's obedience. And obedience is how we show love and reverence for the one who created us. Okay, so I hope this serves as, like you said, some education for those that didn't know, and now they know Islam's stance on this. And Bruce, if you're watching this, hopefully you are, you already started asking good questions like we opened up the show with. Keep them going. Ask God alone for guidance. Drop the hate-based talking points. Do what you did on the 911 questions. Go past the surface. Do your research. And remember, if Jesus were alive today, dressed like a Palestinian, praying with his face on the ground, worshiping one and only one God, that pure, absolute monotheism, he looked more like a Muslim than anybody else, because Jesus was a Muslim. He was one who submitted his will to the will of the Creator of the heavens and earth. So do what he did. Fall on your face, pray to the Creator, and ask God Almighty to guide you, as in the Lord's Prayer. It's not praying to Jesus, it's praying to the Creator. O our Father who art in heaven, O our Creator who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What is thy will be done? That's Islam. That is Islam. Submission to the will of the Creator of the heavens and earth. I hope this is a benefit. Let's get this to UFC fighter Bruce, and we'll see you next time. Don't forget, right now, hit the notification bell so you don't miss videos like this when they come out. And one more thing I almost forgot. For Bruce and anyone else out there who would like to know what the purpose of life is, why you're here on this earth, where you going when you die, as a potential book from God is here, the Quran. Look at it as a potential book for God that I'm giving to you. We know it's the Word of God, compiled over 23 years, stood the test of time, miracles after miracles in their prophecies. It's verbatim, the Creator speaking to you. I'm going to give it to you as a gift from me to you. Go to thedeanshow.com and see what God has to say to you. It's how you can be successful in this life and the next. what it says about Jesus, his Blessed Mother Mary, and much, much more. Paradise for those believers who are living how God wants them to live and avoiding the hellfire. No other book has these detailed descriptions as the Quran has. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.